Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Very happy to welcome to the KYW Sports Pod, Jim Rooney, son of legendary Steelers owner Dan Rooney and author of the book, A Different Way to Win, Dan Rooney's story from the Super Bowl to the Rooney Rule. Jim, thank you very much for the time, your father's accomplishments. We're back in the news recently with the expansion of the Rooney Rule as the NFL works on increasing diversity and high-ranking positions within its teams and the league. So the first question that I have for you, Jim, is, as you explained in your book, why is it so important for Dan? Why was it so important for your father, Dan Rooney, to create the Rooney Rule?
Well, Dave, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it. I think that the motivation behind my father, I mean, I think on a certain level, it just goes back to our family's history here in Pennsylvania and coming over and having the immigrant experience and, you know, having times when our family had, a lot of unfair circumstances. So I think there's a root there. I talk about a Catholic priest that invited my father to march in Selma, Alabama, and my father didn't go. And that really, I think, spurred him to say, wait a minute, if these are the things I say I believe in, how am I going to proactively put them into my life and my business? So you had from 1969 to 1976, the Steelers drafted more players from the historically black colleges and universities than any other team. And then, that team goes on to win 4 Super Bowl championships in 6 years. He takes the same approach in many other aspects. And then you get to 2003, where Tony Dungy gets fired by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And Tony had been a Pittsburgh Steeler. So my father not only thought it was wrong, but he knew Tony and knew that Tony was, eminently qualified for that opportunity. So that was sort of the starting point. Another Philadelphia point there, though, is a woman named Janice Madden from the University of Pennsylvania really conducted the major study that said that minority coaches, were having greater success but being fired more quickly than their non-minority counterparts. So the University of Philadelphia or the University of Pennsylvania has a big stake in the Rooney Rule as well.
What type of process did it take for your father to make the Rooney Rule happen?
Well, it took a whole team of folks. There were folks. There's a external affinity group for minority employees in the NFL called the Fritz Pollard Alliance, and their chairman is a gentleman named John Wooten, who was one of the first African American scouts in the NFL. Cyrus Meary, who is a DC civil rights attorney. So these folks really started when the Dungy firing happened, they really started to say, this is horrible. We can't accept this. And then my father, Paul Tagliabue, who was the commissioner of the NFL at the time, Jeffrey Lurie, who was on the original diversity committee that enacted the Rooney Rule, Jeff Pash, who was the attorney of the NFL, they all got together and kind of looked at what best practices were out there. And there were some there, but a lot needed to be developed. So they sort of tried to put together based on the best practices and then, what are sort of the best concepts out there in academia and et cetera. And so you get the Rooney Rule, and I can talk about, the progress it had. It was very successful during my father's lifetime, and then obviously we have, some few challenges today.
And, you know, since 1969, the Steelers have had only three head coaches, Chuck Knoll, Bill Cowher, and Mike Tomlin. And in your book, Jim, you wrote, "The fulfillment of your father's commitment to diversity was embodied by Mike Tomlin." Why was that the case?
Well, you know, because it was something that he had believed in. And if you look at the Steelers' track record, again, I can give sort of a bunch of facts and figures, but you know, we named the first starting African-American starting quarterback prior to a season beginning. Tony Dungy was the first African-American defensive coordinator. There's this long history of things that my father's leadership brought about, but having the head coaching job, you know, that's the most important job. So the idea that Mike was sort of the perfect fit for our organization at that time, that's what I'm speaking to. But another piece is that hiring process that you talked about, three coaches in 50 years, you know, that doesn't happen too often. And my father was very deliberative in how he hired folks. And we started with 37 candidates, which is, I think, significantly more than most others start with, go down to 12, 4, and then Mike. And in doing that, that also really allows one to embrace diversity. You know, it took more time. And in doing that, you got to know someone like Mike Tomlin. You got to know his wife. You got to really get into questions about values and culture fit and these things that I think sometimes people, you know, respond too quickly to the moment rather than really understanding, is this person going to enhance my culture? We'd already conducted a Rooney Rule interview, if you will, with Ron Rivera. So to the degree that people want to check the boxes, we'd already checked the box before we talked to Mike. So it was just sort of a perfect example that was natural, that demonstrated what my father wanted to do. And then Mike's success, I think, really meant so much to my father.
We'll get back to the Rooney Rule specifically in a moment, Jim, but your book goes into great detail in various points about your father's life, from his start in football to his story with Ireland to the Rooney Rule, to the creation of the Rooney Rule. What lessons do you feel are taught from your father's experiences that you share in this book?
Yes, and I guess all the PR people that coach me on these things would say I've already failed at this. We really tried to write a book that says, you know, you can be a good person and win. And here's examples. Here's examples in negotiating. Here's examples in hiring. Here's example in culture change. Here's examples in, you know, affecting entire industry. And then you go to Ireland, and I think he showed that same thing in sort of philanthropy and his commitment to, you know, a global situation. So how do you be a good person and win? And it's harder. You know, you have to balance more things, and you have to really have that highest level of standard and say, you know, we're going to accomplish, you know, all that we can accomplish, but you have to constantly be paying attention to the human element and the dignity of every person involved. And sometimes those things, you know, there's conflicts, and you're constantly managing those conflicts. But I think that's what he did so well.
And one of the things I found fascinating about your father, especially with those conflicts, is the long view was so important to him, and how he was able to pull that off, knowing that the long view isn't always necessarily the initial consensus with his peers. Why did that work so? Why did that philosophy work so well for him?
Well, I think you're hitting it on the head, because I think that relationships, you know, when you look over the long view, and I know that I don't want to get overly dramatic, but, you know, you can look at a transformational process. When you look at the short view, I think he always felt that folks were just making transactional decisions. And ultimately, I think it comes down to trust. I mean, I think there's a host of things there, but trust and authenticity. And the idea that if people felt like, okay, I'm going to ask you to work harder on a Saturday or a Sunday, but I know down the road, you're really going to think about me. You're going to think about my family. And it's not just a quid pro quo, but it's a genuine interest in the development of me as a person at the workplace, or, you know, the opportunities for my family, et cetera, that you're looking that far down the road. I think he really conveyed this sense of trust with, you know, employees, coaches, players, et cetera. And I think, you know, transactional decisions, you know, they aren't necessarily counter to that, but there's a void there, and I think people begin to wonder, is this all about money, you know, rather than is it about a real trusting situation?
How do you think your father, Dan Rooney's accomplishments and his story that you tell so well in that book, impacted sports in general?
Well, that's a great question because on one level, I'm really proud. You know, the Rooney Rule really changed the conversation about not just diversity in the workplace in football, but really when you look at it, it is the one, business process around diversity that pretty much everyone and every company can refer to. So it really changed the conversation, in corporate America. However, you see we're still struggling in football. We're still struggling in technology. We're still struggling in government. So there's a way his footprint made a big impact, but I think he would be frustrated with some of the lack of progress. You can look at other examples as well. So I think his willingness to step into messy situations is something to be inspiring, but I think there's also a tale that says these things never end. You have to constantly attend to challenges like this.
You just kind of alluded to it a little bit, Jim, but I was wondering, what were your father's views on the Rooney Rule's effectiveness?
Yeah, so I think he was proud that people started taking it outside of football and that they felt it was, that was important. He, during the last 15 years of his life, John Wooten, the gentleman I mentioned, and he, they were on the phone every time there was a job opening, making sure that folks were aware of, minority candidates, a guy like Deuce Staley, that this guy should have an opportunity, a job. So my father was the biggest advocate. Everything I researched demonstrated that advocacy from someone at the level with gravitas of an owner is critical. And you saw big changes in those first 15 years. You saw a 300% increase in the total number of minority head coaches. 40% now of the assistant coaches are minority. 20%, I think we're at 20+% of on-field game officials now are minority and women. So there was some real progress. Then you had this dip, and there's a whole bunch of reasons you can talk about that. But I think that would really frustrate him. He understood that life wasn't, just one upward trajectory, but he didn't like when things, when the roller coaster kept going down. So I think he would be proud of the steps that were taken, but he would be the first one, doing everything possible to sort of make sure that both the NFL especially, but also, the rest of corporate America was taking this serious and finding ways that, whether it's new innovation or looking at where the gaps were, making sure that those things were attended to.
I got two more for you, Jim. What do you think your father, Dan Rooney, would have thought of the expansion that was of the Rooney Rule that was recently announced by the NFL?
Well, I think that, I'm biased because everything that was passed, so there was a group of things that were passed, and every one of those is either directly referred to in the conclusion of my book, or if you read it, you understand that I'm talking about policies similar to the ones that were passed. So you now have two in the pool for the head coach. So instead of one minority candidate, you're required to interview two. And all of the science, there's a big study at Harvard Business Review that demonstrates that really – when you have more than one in the pool, you really start to knock away the unconscious bias. So I think that was a big step. You went to the assistant coach level, and there's been a lot of talk about problems in the pipeline, that there's not enough candidates in the pipeline, and that's one of the reasons they're not rising to these top jobs, is it's harder to find them. So I think we using a Rooney Rule at the lower level assistant coaching jobs is important there. And then throughout the entire league, every vice president job, whether it's accounting, PR, communications, et cetera, there's a Rooney Rule requirement there that also includes women. So I think that those are big steps. I think you would feel good about those. But, you have to look at enforcement also. So making sure that there's some way and there has not been any major change in what the enforcement mechanisms are. So I think he'd be saying, we need to find a way to make sure we're enforcing these good rules.
And the last question I have for you, Jim, is really directed towards you. What was it like writing a book about your father? There's so much to learn in this book. There are so many different aspects of Dan Rooney's life. What was that like for you?
Well, it was interesting because we actually started, so we're going to do an article for maybe the Harvard Business Review around the Rooney Rule and the pathway to the Rooney Rule. And then my father passed away. And we had a few interviews set up, and Paul Tagliabue, who was the commissioner before Commissioner Goodell, really sort of talked me into broadening the story. So then I'm on this trip. I talked to 50 different players, you know, folks from the White House and the State Department, business people, a lot of folks in Ireland, Commissioner Goodell in New York, and other folks in the office in New York. And in Jeffrey Lurie, we talked to Jeffrey, and it was during the time that he, you know, had recently passed. So there was this shared grieving experience that was just so meaningful, you know. And I know I was writing a book, and I know I was his son. So, you know, I really tried to check: are these things saying that folks are saying authentic, or, you know, is it sort of folks are just trying to be kind to me because someone significant, I'd lost someone significant, but I really felt a genuine, authentic sense that the way they talked about him, that he had touched their lives, that the Rooney Rule, his work and labor, you know, his time in Ireland was meaningful, and it was a life well lived. And again, this idea that, you know, to these folks, he was a good guy who won, and that meant something to them as much as it meant, you know, to me. So to share that grief with so many people, you know, who had touched my father's life, really was a special experience.
Well, it's a very interesting book, and I appreciate your time, Jim. The book is A Different Way to Win, Dan Rooney's Story from the Super Bowl to the Rooney Rule. Jim, how can people purchase the book?
So the book is on sort of all of the online sites, all of the booksellers online. Some, you know, I know there's still some in Pittsburgh in the shops. I don't know where they are, you know, in Philadelphia or in other cities, but you can get it online. And then Amazon, you can get hardcover, paperback, and a Kindle edition. And also, if you're a Steelers fan, you can get it at Steelers.com.
Jim Rooney, son of the late great Steelers owner, Dan Rooney. Jim, thank you so much for the time. I really appreciate it. Thank you for coming on the KYW Sports Pod. Stay safe and stay well.
Dave, it was a pleasure. And you stay safe, and everyone else in Philadelphia do the same.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.